Right now, it's time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to join us on the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Brian from Spanaway, Washington.
Spanaway?
That's what it's called, yes.
Where is Spanaway?
It's about 60 miles south of Seattle.
60 miles south of Seattle. And what do you find in Spanaway?
I don't know, cows, horses, that type of thing, livestock.
Yeah.
I tell you, it's close enough to town to have ugly strip malls, but not close enough to have culture. That's basically
that's good.
Where we are.
So you have that perfect compromise.
Wow.
I understand. Well, welcome to our show, where we also have neither. It's nice to have you with us. Now, you're going to play our game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is Brian's topic?
Ladies and gentlemen, using these astounding techniques, we will now fit 24 commuters into one little car.
Everybody loves the circus. The death-defying acts of derring do, the scantily clad acrobats, but surely nothing that happens under the big top can have any real-world application, can it? Yes, it can. This week we read about an effort to take something from the circus, apply it to everyday life. Our panelists are going to tell you three stories of circus acts moving into the real world. Only one of them is true. Pick that real story. You'll win Carl's voice on your home answering machine. Ready to play?
Sure am.
All right. First up, let's hear from Kerry O'Connor.
Law enforcement agents shot from catapults like human cannonballs, or maybe like puffed rice cereal. How great is that? The jillionaire inventor philanthropist Dean Kamen, along with the Federal Defense Advanced Research Project Agency, or DARPA, has proposed a compressed air launching mechanism that could propel lawmen or firefighters or snipers who are on our side, whoosh, right to the tops of buildings. The device is supposed to work like an ejection seat on an angled ramp, so the person in the seat is propelled up toward the target building and then shot up and onto the roof, precision targeted by a computer. It's about a 2-second ride for a 5-story structure. And don't even think about Wile E. Coyote sliding slowly down, 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 down.
Human cannonball technology used to shoot law enforcement agencies up to the tops of roofs. Your next story of incorporating circus techniques comes from Mo Rocca.
In Sao Paulo, Brazil's notorious Caipirinha housing project, a complex of 6 high-rise buildings, the skyrocketing truancy rate has become a crisis. Quote, too many children are skipping school, frets education spokesman João Batida. On the lower floors, our officers can sometimes catch them, but if they live on the higher floors, they have time to hide from us. We need help. Now, an elite force of Brazilian truant trapeze officers have answered the call. If a delinquent young child is flouting authority, say watching TV in his bedroom on the 25th floor of Building 3, he'll likely be scooped up without warning by an officer swinging over from Building 4. Once the two swing back out, the child is simply dropped onto a net waiting below before being whisked off on a Bluebird school bus. It's not quite as simple as it sounds. Quote, sometimes the window isn't open, explains one trapeze officer. Opening a window, grabbing a child, then closing the window behind you in one fluid swinging motion requires great skill. And if the child is overweight, that can create enormous strain on the rotator cuffs.
Truant officers on trapezes. And your last story of big top tactics in the real world comes from Roy Blunt.
You know those circus performers who stand on a large ball and roll back and forth on it, keeping their balance? According to Beauvais Renzel, a Natchez, Mississippi trainer of beauty queen aspirants, what those performers are doing is the perfect exercise for poise. As part of his standard poise training package, Renzel provides instruction in what he calls orbital pedality, an art which, he says, has been practiced by actual royalty, including Cleopatra and Queen Victoria, over the centuries. A beauty pageant, after all, he says, is a storm at sea, a revolution, a struggle for a crown. If you can keep your feet and your head while standing on a turning ball, you can stay on top of any situation on Earth.
All right, then. Brian. Here are your choices. So, from Kerry O'Connor, the story of how police are developing the idea of using the human cannonball technology to get fighters, policemen, whatever, to the tops of roofs. From Mooraka, the stories of some truant officers in Brazil who were using trapezes to catch children. And from Roy Blunt Jr., the story of how balancing on one of those big circus balls can help your poise and even beauty. Which of these is a real story?
Choose me.
Oh, of circus technology in the real world.
Most stories are just, unfortunately, too good to be true. I'm going to pick Roy's story.
You're going to pick Roy's story.
Yeah, the ball for poise, that's right.
Standing on top of the ball, rolling around, gaining poise. Okay, well, to bring you the correct answer, we called up Jason Gibson. He's the production manager for Ringling Brothers and Barnum & Bailey Circus, and we asked him how he thought this idea might work out.
The military is always trying to come up with new ideas. Some of the things they've done in the past, you just like, why did they even think about that? But, you know, you have to experiment, and it's like, hey, why not use a human cannonball technique and see what they can do?
Oh, darn it.
That was Jason Gibson talking about DARPA's use of human cannonball technology to get law enforcement agents where they need to get fast. Oh. So I'm sorry, Brian, but as you heard, Kiri had the right answer.
I feel bad for Brian because he doesn't like where he lives.
I didn't mean to.
Brian, do you like where you live?
I don't know if the Chamber of Commerce is listening, so yes.
Absolutely. Brian, thank you so much for playing. I'm sorry you didn't win, but thank you. It was nice to have you.
Oh, it's very enjoyable anyway. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.